100 years ago, fishermen off Virginia's eastern shore moved over acres and acres of seagrass meadows, the tall green plants helping to protect the land from storms. But a disease destroyed that ecosystem, leaving sandy bottoms where nothing grew.
There was a pandemic disease back in the 1930s that pretty much decimated seagrass meadows throughout the world. And many places they recovered, but they never did recover in Virginia until we started restoring them.
Professor Karen McLaughlin says the University of Virginia, the Nature Conservancy, and the Virginia Institute of Marine Science teamed up to harvest, store, and spread millions of seeds across 500 acres. Nature took over from there, spreading grasses over 9,000 acres.
This is really seen as the most successful and largest seagrass restoration in the world. And so it is a kind of blueprint for other areas and other organizations to follow.
And it's meant good things for the environment.
The seagrass meadows make the water clear. They remove nitrogen, so they make the water cleaner. But one of the big things that we've worked on is the role of seagrass in taking carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere.
In other words, these meadows are helping to reduce climate change while providing a home to millions of animals, from seahorses to sand sharks.
We are seeing a lot of crabs and clams that are coming back naturally, and there's work being done to reseed the seagrass meadows with scallops.
The restoration was supported in part by the National Science Foundation and the work of hundreds of students. I'm Sandy Houseman.